Hey, happy new year and welcome to my podcast. This is Kristen Cheetah and we are in my favorite time of year, which is goal setting, not winter, because winter I feel like is terrible. But the weather's been fabulous, so I can't complain. Hey, I'm going to just talk today about goal setting, and really I'm going to be giving you five reasons why it's important to write out your goals. And then I'm just going to talk a little bit about what our goals should look like so that we can be effective in our goal setting. All right, so I'm going to just hop right into it. And I just want to just say that I think goal setting is really good stewardship of our time. What happens with goal setting is instead of letting things happen to you, goals help you to make things happen. Every day has the same amount of hours. There's 24. No one has any more. No one has any less. And these hours offer just, I guess I would say, like opportunities for action. And, you know, I'm sure all of us have said at one time or another, oh my gosh, I just don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. I've said that countless times. But really what is true is that we don't have time. We use time or manage time. It's actually ourselves that we have to manage so that we use time rightly or properly or effectively. So when we manage ourselves, it helps us. We can set goals. It helps us determine priorities. We make plans and we can take on tasks and different activities, and we can really be, I guess, diligent and very purposeful about the time that we are using during our days and hours that we have. One of the scriptures I love, as I'm just even talking about this, and I'm really focusing, I guess, on building a life that you love. And this has really been something that the Lord has been speaking to me about, is that when you look on the, now I'm at an age in my early 50s where I can look back and I can see the really now decades of intentionality in relationships, intentionality in time, intentionality in just even stewarding, goal setting, and time with the Lord, and raising my children. And I'm really building a life that I love. Now, I'm not doing it outside of God's boundaries. I'm doing it with Him, and He's with me in building a life that I love. And so I'm really focusing on that. And if you even check out my website, kristencheetah.com, you will see that's kind of my, I'm really wanting you to build a life that you love, whether it's as you're raising your children, or whether it's maybe organizing some areas of your life, or even this place of focus, of goal setting, vision, mission, really getting priorities in the right place, whether it's you're just stepping into the wife life, or maybe you've been a wife for a number of years, and there are just some things out of order. So I'm really passionate about helping people to grow. So part of what I'm doing with my ministry is mentor coaching people through different areas. So even as we're talking about goals today, if you're thinking, oh my goodness, I could really use some help in that, check out the website and you can find just a way to connect with me, and we can have a conversation about it and see if I would be a help to you along your goal setting journey. All right. So here's a scripture. Back to the scripture. Sorry, I veered off. Acts 13:36 said that David had served God's purpose in his own generation. And I feel like this was one of the scriptures many years ago that just was, it got me thinking about, I want to be like David. I want to be like David, that I serve God's purposes in my generation. And it's from, really, this was kind of a launching place for me that I said, that's it. I kind of took the bull by the horns. And it was that I am not going to let life just happen to me. I am going to happen to life. So I really am going to set some goals. I'm going to be very intentional. I'm going to be diligent. I'm going to be faithful. Like the core values that are just in me began to explode in my heart when I thought about, I want that to be said about me. Where David served God's purpose in his own generation, that's Acts 13:36 again. I want that to be said about me, that I served God's purpose in my generation. Jesus also, we hear him speaking the same kind of language. John 17:4, he says, I've completed the work you gave me to do. He's talking about what the Father had assigned for him. And it's that same purposeful living. It's he had a vision before him. He knew where he was going. He picked up these his disciples along the way, those who would carry his vision. And that is part of this also, as we're moving in the direction of setting goals and being good stewards and setting our priorities and knowing that we've spent time on the things that are important, that we know what our gifts are, we know what our talents are. Life isn't just passing us by where we don't have control over it. We are being purposeful and diligent. This is what Jesus is, that's what his call is even to us. Ben Franklin said, if you love life, don't waste time, for that is the stuff life is made of. So I love quotes, and I love giving, even in this goal setting. This is such a time of the year in January. You know, we've got New Year's resolutions and people, so many goals are set, so many resolutions. And by the end of January, I was teasing my husband last week about like that last week of December, I'm at the gym running because I'm not outside because it's too cold. And I'm running and the gym is packed. And the people who work at my gym are constantly taking, you know, the potential newbies around to show them all the different equipment and blah, blah, blah. And I came home and I said to Greg, oh, January drives me crazy. Or that last week of December and the first couple weeks of January, because all these people show up at the gym. But don't worry, by the end of January, first week of February, we're back to the hardcore, the number that have been doing it faithfully for years. And so Greg was, in his kindness, he's like, well, you know, you should really be hoping that they are encouraged to continue in the path of physical fitness. And I was like, well, you know, they can go do that in another gym. But this is what happens with goal setting, is that we get excited about it and then it just kind of fizzles out. You know, there's something, we're not anchored into anything of, you know, really true importance. And so having the scripture, I think, really helps us to stay grounded, to know that this is not only important to me or you, but it's actually, God wants his best, our best. So he's along with us, and he kind of partners with us in goal setting and really dreaming. And really, goals are just dreams with deadlines. So we get to dream with God in this. Colossians 3:17, I'm going to give you another scripture. And this is, I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. Let every detail in your lives, words, actions, whatever, be done in the name of the Master Jesus, thanking God the Father every step of the way. So even in that, the details of our lives, that's what goal setting is. It's taking charge of some of the details, of our words, of our actions. Really, again, we're focused on the things that are important. And then the last one I want to share is Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. And this again is out of the Message. Be very careful then how you live. Oh no, this is the NIV. Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity. Here's something about that scripture that I think about. Each day, as I said, offers the same amount of hours, the same amount of minutes. None of us has more than another, or some don't have less. And that gives us these opportunities for action. But when the day goes by, when it's like passing us by, because we have no control over it, we will miss those opportunities. And Ephesians tells us that we want to live wisely, to make the most of every opportunity. So wherever you're at on the spectrum, if you've been setting goals for the last you know, 30 years and you're faithful to them and you come up with new goals every year, or if this is the first time that you're thinking, you know what, I think I'm going to set some goals. I've never done it, but I'm going to give it a good college try. I just want to come and just be an encourager to you, and I want to say yes and fan that, even that desire into flame. And in that, there are several areas that you might want to consider in that goal setting, and they are, I'm just going to share a few of them with you, and these are kind of the, these are my areas that I have set goals in the past. I don't set typically, I don't set a goal in every single area, every single year, because you don't want to overwhelm yourself. So if you've been doing it for a long time and you're like, ah, yeah, I'll do one goal in each area, that's great. Or if you, as I'm sharing with these, maybe there's one that just kind of jumps off the page to you and you're like, ooh, that's really where I want to, where I really want to concentrate. So I'm going to just share with you these different, several different areas, and you might have a different area that you are wanting to set some goals in. Okay, so here they are. The first one is work. In that, are there any changes that you're really wanting? Are you satisfied? Are there any, maybe even relationships in work that need to be restored? Is there anything you're going after in work? Okay, second area is relationships. This could be friends, family, with your spouse, with your kids, with coworkers. Again, and is there any relationships that you want to cultivate? Are there any, again in this one, are there any relationships that need to be restored or reconciled? Can you think of anything that you, an area that you really want to grow in with, maybe with your a good friend, or even with your spouse or your kids? Okay, so I've got work, we've got relationships. The third one is the physical body. And this would have anything to do with the body. So is there a fitness plan that you have? Maybe an exercise goal, or sleeping. You want to get your sleeping kind of more in line with the way it should be. Are there eating habits? Is there maybe a fasting discipline that you want to incorporate into this year? So anything that has to do with the physical body is under this kind of area. The next one is spiritually. And this would be specifically, you know, really focused on time with the Lord, journaling, maybe memorizing scripture, or maybe it's reading through the Bible in a year. Maybe it's practicing sharing your faith, evangelism. So in that, if there's anything specifically focused, do you want to grow in your understanding of the gifts of the Spirit? Do you want to grow in prophecy so that you want to practice giving prophetic words? Is there anything that you want to grow in specifically that's attached to that area of the spiritual area? Then the next one is, that next area is the heart. This is the mind, the will, and the emotions. Are there any thoughts or attitudes or behaviors that you're wanting to change, or you're looking for new behaviors, you're looking for kind of a new habits, new ways of doing things, new ways of thinking? Is there any healing that needs to be, needs to come to your mind, or healing in an attitude? So anything that has to do with that mind, the will, and emotions. And the next one is, next area is time. And I know I'm kind of going through these quickly, but I have a lot of things to do, talk about. So the next area is time. How about your schedule? Are there any changes that you want to make in your schedule? Is your time connected to purpose? How about planning? Do you need to be a little more intentional with maybe daily planning, or sending like a weekly, kind of weekly planner? Okay, next area is finances. How are you using your finances? What are you investing in? Are you tithing? Is this an area that you struggle? Do you have a lot of debt? Like, are there any things, any changes that you want to make this year in that area of finances? Then the last one that I have on my list is education. Are there any educational goals that you have? Any classes you want to take? Anything, maybe professional goals that would fall under needing to take classes? Do you want to finish your college degree, or are you going to start your master's, or anything else along those lines. So those are the areas that I have. There's work, relationships, physical body, spiritually, heart, time, finances, and education. I think that's eight. And there might be another area that you have. So I do want to say that if you want kind of my packet of setting goals, this little goal setting exercise, I'm going to tell you, you can hop on kristincheetah.com, and on any of the pages on my website, at the very bottom of the page is you can sign up for my newsletter the week that we get an, I send an a weekly email. And if you sign up for that, if you're a new subscriber, you will get the goal setting exercise packet in a download that you can just download and use it at home. And these are the things I'm sharing now are all included in that. Okay, so what I want to do now is I want to talk about, you find your area that you want to set a goal in. So you've got it. And now I'm going to talk to you about why it's important not just to think about those goals, but why it's important to write them out. So if we write out our goals, you will see a much greater success than if you just think about them, or maybe you dream about it. Well, you know, that dreaming is never going to make something happen. I want to share with you, this is out of a book by Craig Groeschel, and he has a little quote in there about the importance of writing goals down. Because a goal, I'm just going to say, it's the description of what you want to accomplish. And you don't just want to write it down once. You want to write it down so you're always looking at it every day, or looking at it several times a day, or looking at it 100 times a day, whatever you need to make sure it's before you. That's my word for it. I keep my goals before me. Okay, here it is. Here's a little thing. I guess it would be a survey that was done. The Yale graduating class of 1953, okay, long time ago, was surveyed to find out how many students had written out goals. There were 3%. Only 3% out of that class of 100 had put pen to paper. 30 years later, okay, so now we're in 1983, that same 3% had accumulated over 90% of the wealth of that entire graduating class. That is the power of a written goal. Just think about what a few words in black and white can do. That's out of one of the books that Craig Groeschel has written called A Different Way to See Life. And I think it's so important to write down our goals. And before I give us the reasons, I know I kind of have a lot put together in this today, but I just want to share, as you're considering writing goals, or you're going after it, or maybe you've already done it for this year, I'm hoping this would bring encouragement to you. Every goal that you write down, you want them to be, and I'm going to call it, it's the acronym SMART. So the first thing, the S stands for, it's specific. So you want to have a specific goal, because it has a much greater chance of being accomplished than just something general. So here's an example of it. I'll go back to the exercise thing I was sharing about the gym. Okay, so if I said, I'm going to exercise this year, there's nothing specific about it. It's just kind of like that, ooh, wish. It's like a wish out there somewhere. But if I say, I'm going to exercise 3 times a week, now I have something specific. We want to have a specific reason or a purpose or a benefit of accomplishing the goal. That always helps, giving it, making it specific. The second thing is that the M, SMART, M starts for measurable. How will you know when it's accomplished? Let's go back to, I'm going to exercise 3 times a week. So I'm setting that out for a year. So if I exercise 3 times in the first week, I can measure that goal and say, I did it. Week 1, boom, check, done. If at the end of 2 months, I can look back and see, wow, every week, you know, to the most part, I was able to work out 3 days a week in the last couple months. Boom, check. So it's a way to measure. So you want to have your goals. You want to be able to know when you've accomplished it. The third thing is attainable. So SMA, attainable. Your goal is probably realistic Your goal is probably realistic if you truly believe that you can actually accomplish it. So if I say, I'm going to go back to the same one. I'm going to exercise 3 times a week. If I said in my goal, now let's say I'm a person who's never exercised. And so this year, my goal is to exercise three times a week. If my goal was, I'm going to exercise 7 times a week. Now, is that attainable? Is it realistic? Probably not. If I'm new to exercise, new to even maybe setting goals. So you want to make sure your goal is realistic so that you know that you could accomplish it. You want to set your goals big enough that are going to stretch you, but small enough so that they can be attained within a time frame, and then any kind of resources that would need to be available for it. So it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable. The next one is it relevant? Is that goal relevant to your life right now? So if I say I'm going to set out to exercise 3 times per week, and I'm in a position in my life that I don't have a broken leg. I don't have 5 small children under the age of 6 at home. That is probably a very relevant goal in my life right now. So you really want to think in that scope of right now with who I am, with the resources that I have, with the time that I have, is this something that I can pursue? Is this something that I can go after? So it's specific, it's measurable, it's attainable, it's relevant. And the last one, T, is a time frame, timely. A goal should be grounded in a time frame because it gives it that sense of urgency. And we want to be able to, as we measure, we want to have a time limit on it. So, and I'll tell you what, it's also very effective. If I said to myself, I'm going to exercise 3 times a week for the rest of my life, that's kind of a big and scary, like, bah. But if I have a time frame on it, I'm going to exercise 3 times a week for this year. And then I kind of take that and I chunk it down maybe a month or a week at a time. And I could actually make a chart, 52, and just after each time I exercise, I just check it off. Week 1, done. Week 2, done. Week 3, done. So that's the SMART acronym. So each one of your goals, however many that you have, you want them to be SMART. And the other thing I just want to say too is that it's really important to know your why with your goals. You know, don't just write a goal because you want to fill up every single of those areas, or don't just write a goal because your friend is writing a goal, or, you know, your husband's writing a goal, or your wife is writing that same goal. Like, go after what you feel like is right for you in this season, and really, what do you want your focus to be? And part of that is each one of us are going to have different goals that are important right now in our life. And lastly, then I want to talk about then why it's important to write them out. So we know goals will help us manage and steward the time. We understand that goal setting can be done in a variety of areas. We don't want to have too many goals because we want to be able to have any goal that we go after. We want it to be attainable. And we also want all of our goals to be SMART. That's specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. And lastly, I just want to talk about this, the reasons to write out your goals. So there's 5 reasons why it's important, that I feel like it's important to write out your goals. The first thing is that it really forces you to clarify what you want. Go back to my example of I will exercise 3 times a week. We want to say, what is it that you want? What do you want in that area? This would be the area of, you know, the physical body. I want to work out 3 times a week. So it clarifies what you want. Again, that vague goal of I'm just going to exercise this year, or I'm going to start exercising this year. There's nothing about that that would give an urgency. There's nothing about that even gives anything specific to know what it is you're actually going to do. So, and actually you could make it even more specific and say, I will run 3 times a week, or I will do CrossFit 3 times a week, or whatever it is that you, I will do Jazzercise. You know, you could make it that specific. So why it's important to clarify, can you imagine if you were setting out on going on a trip? You had no particular destination in your mind, so how do you pack? What roads do you take? Actually, how do you know if you've even arrived? Instead, when we go on trips, we always have our destination. We pick a destination. We know where we're going. And this same thing is true with all these little goals, these milestones in your life. Writing your goals down forces you to select something specific and then decide what it is that you want, what you're going after. So the first reason to write down the goals is it forces you to clarify what you want. So I'm going to ask you, what do you want in 2019? What is it that you want? Take a look at those 8 areas and just begin to think, what is it that you want if you have not already solidified some goals for 2019? Second reason to write goals out, it will motivate you to take action. Writing your goals down is only the beginning. We don't just write them down and then we never do anything. You must execute. You must start. You got to get active on your goals. You have to take action. So I found that when I write down my goals and then I keep them before me, regularly, it provokes me to take, okay, what do I need to do next? What's my next little step of action to achieve my goal? So there's something about the writing it down, looking at it, it motivates us to take action. The third reason to write out your goals, it provides a filter that you can evaluate all those opportunities that come your way. Remember, I talked about each day is full of opportunities that actions we could take. So the more you know, the more specific you can be, the more you've got your priorities in place, you will know which opportunity to be able to give your time, your energy, your resources, your gifts to. It's such a great way to evaluate. It'll help you to say yes to things, and it'll help you to say no to things. So this happens when you write out your goals. So you're actually looking at your filter right there. This is what I'm going after this year. So when something comes up that would interrupt what I'm going after, or it doesn't really fall in line with the goals that I've set, I can easily say no. I don't have to feel guilty because I've got my vision of where I'm going for the year. Fourth reason to why we set goals, it helps you overcome resistance. So every meaningful goal will encounter resistance. From the moment you set the goal, the moment you write it out, you're going to begin to feel it. So go back to my exercise. The moment you write out, I will exercise 3 times a week, all of a sudden, even from your own soul, there's this resistance kind of coming against you. I don't know if I can do it. I'm not sure I have it in me. You know, whatever it is, that 3 times a week, that's a lot. Like, all of a sudden, you're going to have all of these voices speaking that are going to try to keep you from accomplishing your goal. If you focus on that resistance, the resistance only gets stronger. So the way that you overcome that resistance is you focus on the goal, what you want. Going back to the first reason we write out our goals, it forces us to clarify what we want, what we're going after. And the last reason why we write out goals, it enables us to see, and then we want to celebrate our progress along the journey. We each know, we have experienced that life is hard. Even Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. Take heart, I've overcome the world. But it's particularly difficult when you aren't seeing any progress. So it's like you feel like you're working yourself to death. You're going nowhere. But when you write out goals and you keep them before you and you're focused on them and they motivate you to take action and they help you filter to evaluate and they help you to overcome resistance, then they're like these little mile markers along that journey. So in that first explanation I talked about, if you're setting a journey, you're going on a destination, you're going on a trip, there are these mile markers. I drive to Omaha a lot from Kansas City to see my kids and to hang out in the city and see friends. And I know the mile markers along the way, and I know how long it takes me to get from Kansas City, but I love when I get to like mile marker 84, and I get to mile marker 93, and I get to my, like all of those mile markers are like the encouragement of just keep going, you're almost there, you're closer. This is the same way that written goals are for us. They're like those little mile markers on the highway. They enable you to see how far you've come and yet how far you need to go, but they also provide an opportunity for celebration. So here's what I want you to do. When you set a goal, you don't wait until, so I'm going to go back to my exercise goal. I'm going to exercise. I will exercise 3 times a week this year. So I don't wait until the end of the year, of December 31st, 2019, to say, woo, woo, I did it, to celebrate that I was able to achieve that goal. I celebrate along the way. So maybe after 1 month and I have done 3 times a week for 4 weeks in a row, I just take a little time and I just give myself a little pat in the back and I say, way to go. I've moved along in my mile markers. And maybe you buy yourself a little something. Celebrate. Life is hard and we want to celebrate along the journey. We don't just wait till the final destination and then celebrate. God is with us in the journey and He loves when we celebrate with Him our success along the way. And also when you celebrate a little bit each along this journey of this year, it encourages you to keep going. If you start and then you don't give any celebration of success until the very end of the year, it gets hard to just keep going. So I really want, because you want to see progress. So I just want to encourage you. So I want to encourage you to write goals for 2019 if you haven't already. If you have already written goals, I want you to take a look at them and see if they're SMART goals. If they have that specific, measurable, attainable, if they're relevant in your life now, and if there's a time limit on them. I don't want you to have too many goals. So if you have written out like 20 goals for the year, you might have to cross a few out. Just really think, what is it that you want for 2019? Use that reason to write, that first reason to write about. Force yourself to clarify, what is it that you're going after? What is the destination that you're going after for 2019? And then write those goals out. Write them out. Keep them before you so that you can look at them. You can say them. Focus on the goal. Don't focus on the resistance. So speak them out. I would say if you can find some scripture to even encourage you, like I shared earlier, find some scriptures that will you can anchor all your goal setting in, that it's not just a kind of in that fly by the seat of my pants or because the world does it, I'm doing it. Jesus wants us to live a life with intentionality and He wants us to live a life of purpose. And we don't want life to just fly by or another year just to go by and look back and think, dang, what did I do this year? But we want to be really purposeful and really intentional about specific goals, measurable goals, attainable goals, relevant goals, and setting a time limit on our goals. All right. Well, that's one of the most fun things I love to talk about. I think goal setting and prayer. And yeah, I think those are my two highlights. All right. Well, be blessed. And again, I want to encourage you, if you want some help in, if you want to have a coach alongside of you through this year, I just want to encourage you, go to kristincheetah.com and you can check out the mentor coach tab of all the different areas, ways I can help you, and shoot me an email and just we can start an initial conversation. If you have not joined the email list for kristincheetah.com, you'll get one email a week. And if you subscribe, this month, you'll get the free download of the goal setting exercise, kind of things that I talked about today. And there's some more kind of questions to help you on that path. So, all right, be blessed. Happy New Year. And I look forward to next week's discussion.